And joining us for the first time on Monday Sports Roundup, it's a very warm welcome to Dave Milton from the Caboolture Clay Target Club. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Gordon. Thank you for having me.
No problems at all, Dave. It's wonderful for you to join us. And we're talking the clay target shooting. You're not for profit. You've got volunteers. But can you just tell us a little bit of background about yourself and how you got involved in this sport?
Yeah, sure. Well, I got involved through a mate of mine of 25 years now, got me involved with clay target shooting originally on the Sunshine Coast. And the Sunshine Coast Clay Target Club was closed down, and so the majority of the members then moved down into the Caboolture Clay Target Club.
Well, that proved very, very beneficial.
Yeah, it was. It was a very good move, actually. So that was around about 1993 that we moved down to Caboolture.
So the club has a very long history, and I suppose before we talk about the history of the club and its members and numbers, can you tell our listeners a little bit about clay target shooting? I know that there are major disciplines like skeet and trap and so on, but can you give our listeners the expert's insight into that, Dave?
Yeah, sure. So, okay, yes, at Caboolture, for example, we had the three major disciplines that that you've just mentioned, track or down the line, skeet and sporting clays. So to shoot any of those disciplines in a competition form, you must have a current firearm license and you must belong to a member of a national body. That enables you then to shoot not only at Caboolture but any club throughout Australia. Competitions are generally held at Caboolture at least, and most other clubs, on a Sunday. So Sundays are set aside for competition days. To obtain a firearm license, everyone has to be a fit and proper person, of course, and they do have to sit a firearm safety course. And once that safety course is attained and they've passed, they will receive a certificate, and then they will apply to Weapons Branch in Brisbane, for example, and their licenses would then be issued. So whenever they're travelling to any club, anywhere, with a firearm, they must be carrying their firearm license.
And what's the difference between the disciplines, Dave? Like between skeet and down the line, that sort of thing?
Yep, okay, so trap or down the line is shot with... normally 5 to 6 people in one instance on the layout. The targets come at angle directly in front of you or to the left or right at a given angle from a trap house that sets 15 metres from where you're standing as your handicap position. Skeet is shot from what we call a high house, a low house. And it's you shoot the skeet discipline in a arc of certain degrees, and the targets all come from the same high and low, and you might shoot single targets, you might shoot double targets. With sporting clays, the targets are set from traps set out around the whole complex of the ground, and they come from different areas. Some of those targets you won't see until they're actually in the air to shoot at, so you don't really know where they're coming from. And you walk around from station to station until the final target is shot, and then you might then start around a second time, but on the second time around, those targets might slightly be moved into different positions so they're not the same as the first round.
Boy, gee, your reflexes would need to be good in that, Dave.
Reflexes and your own personal discipline needs to be, sure does.
Well and truly.
We all miss a target at some stage, and you need to be disciplined at the target you've missed. Forget that one. Just concentrate on the next target that's coming, because that's the one that may well win you the competition.
Exactly right. And, of course, I suppose clay target shooting is also an Olympic and Commonwealth Games sport.
Yes, it is, yeah, and that made that very popular. Just recently we had Russell Marks with a coaching clinic at Caboolture November last year, and he coached several people into the trap discipline. We have had an American coach from America for skeet coaching, and then we do have some local coaches for the sporting clays. So coaching is well and truly appreciated by a lot of people.
And Dave, of those different disciplines, which is the hardest, would you say?
Okay. Look, they're all hard. So as a trap shooter myself, I would say that sporting clays is harder. And then sporting clays would probably consider that skeet might be a little bit harder. But we do find a lot of shooters will shoot all three disciplines, I don't think that they consider any one particular sport harder than discipline harder than the other.
Now, of course, your sports club, not for profit, and obviously relies very heavily on volunteers. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Without volunteers, it would become very, very difficult to manage, particularly a club of our size currently. So we do encourage volunteers. We have a good group of volunteers that are always on standby. So I would generally send an email out to those people, including the committee, asking them if they can volunteer, be it the whole day, half a day, or even a couple of hours, because it's all appreciated. We do have several lady volunteers, which are very good to us, and they all put in a good number of hours, all basically volunteering for nothing.
And the location of the Caboolture Clay Target Shooting Club, Dave?
Yeah, okay, so we're actually in Burpengary, so we're on the Yeoman Road East, which, so from the Bruce Highway, we're almost down to the sewerage treatment plant on the Yeoman Road. It's well signposted outside of our gates. The red flag will be flying, and the sign is the Yeoman Road Shooting Complex, which was given to us by the Moreton Bay Regional Council. So, yep, so right down the far end, approximately 5 kilometres from the Bruce Highway East.
And, Dave, does the club offer, you know, like a come and try or, you know, that sort of thing like a lot of sports do?
Yeah, we do. So primarily my role is a booking coordinator. So we will book in corporate groups for team building days. We have beginner days where it just might be a father and his son or father and his daughter to come down just purely to have a go. We organise bucks parties, hen parties, birthdays, and then we do have once a year we try to have a total come and try day, which is then advertised, and there are certain criteria that these people that are not licensed do have to sort of fit.
So where can listeners find out more information, Dave?
Yep, okay, so our website, the www.caboolture-clay-target-club.com.au, all that information is kept well up to date, day by day. All the disciplines that are happening throughout the month, come and try days, corporate days and bookings. We generally set aside 2 Saturdays of each month, being the first and the second Saturday for corporate and beginner bucks parties and hen parties, and they have to be booked in, and those people are generally not licensed, so there is a criteria for them to fill in a weapons branch form declaring that they are a fit and proper person, and then we can set them up, and we run through a brief DVD of Introduction into Clay Target. We give them a brief safety, because safety is our number one criteria, and then we'll take them out and shoot some targets. And they do have an excellent time. And obviously, from there, we'd like them to come back again and possibly join the club as a member.
Well, gee, that's fantastic, giving a choice and a different experience across the disciplines there. And, of course, as you've said, safety, particularly firearm safety, is so important. Well, Dave Milton from the Caboolture Clay Target Shooting Club, it's been great to chat with you and to understand about those major disciplines and, of course, the importance of firearm safety with your members. Good luck in the future. Great to have you chat here on 101.5 FM Sport.